This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to the Houston Chronicle, Kanye West will attend service at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church on Sunday. Donald Eloff Jr., a representative for the church, confirmed. West is scheduled to have a 15-to-20-minute conversation with Osteen at the 11 a.m. service. Joel is still putting his questions together, but he will talk about Kanye's journey to his faith, Eloff said. Kanye will take to the pulpit a second time Sunday, according to Eloff, to perform with his church at the 11 p.m. service. The idea for West's visit came about over the weekend while the rapper was in town to perform at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival. Kanye and Joel are friends, Eloff said. He's been wanting to come out for some time and it just works out for this weekend. Second, according to the Christian Post, a Nigerian pastor who was abducted by the Boko Haram Islamic terrorist group 7 months ago was finally freed on Sunday. Pastor Moses Oyeleki of Living Faith Church, also known as Winner's Chapel, was released along with Dagaleya Ibrahim Umar, a teacher at a government science secondary school in Nigeria's northeast Borno state. According to Sahara reporters, the captive's release was facilitated by the Department of State Service and the Initiative for Peace Building Movement and the Khaldun Foundation for Peace. Oyeleki was abducted on April 10th along with National Youth Service Corps member Abraham Amuta while on their way from Adiguri to Chibok. On Monday, while visiting Borno's deputy governor's office, Oyeleki spoke with reporters about his time in captivity. Oyeleki said, "We are on our way to Chibok when they caught us, and took us to Yola. From there, they took a detour and finally took us to Sambisa, the forest. It was the two of us, myself and my brother, who was not released." Oyeleki said he is very happy and his heart is filled with joy to be able to see his family, friends, and associates again. He assured that he stayed peaceful with his abductors throughout the seven-month ordeal, even though his captors demanded that he become Muslim. The pastor said he was promised that when discussions are finished, that Amuta and Umar's older sister would be released by Boko Haram. Third, according to the Baptist Press, the Islamic State is claiming responsibility for two attacks on Christians in northeast Syria that killed 9 and wounded 71, as Christians continue to flee villages just outside a proposed safe zone at the Syria-Turkey border. An Armenian priest and his father were killed and a deacon was wounded in a car bomb attack as they drove from Qamishli in northeast Syria on Monday, November 11th. 7 died and 70 were wounded in 3 car bomb explosions Monday near the Chaldean church in Qamishli, with ISIS also claiming responsibility, according to ICC and Asia News. Claire Evans, ICC regional manager for the Middle East, said Monday in a press release, "Today's violence in northern Syria and this targeting of Armenian leadership is a tragedy that deeply wounds the region's entire Christian community." Christians have long warned that ISIS will seek every opportunity to continue its genocide against religious minorities. Meanwhile, Turkey's actions in the area have generated an environment of instability. Armenian Christians, whose ancestors were killed in Turkey's genocide, find themselves caught between violent actors across all of Syria. Fourth, according to the Dallas Morning News, the father of Tatiana Jefferson, who was fatally shot in her home last month by a Fort Worth police officer, has died, according to multiple reports. Marquise Jefferson, 58, suffered a heart attack and died Saturday night at Methodist Charlton Medical Center. Family spokesman Bruce Carter said, "Less than a month ago, he was working at El Centro mentoring kids twice a week. He just couldn't get back from what happened with his daughter." Tatiana Jefferson was shot and killed on October 12th in her home while she was playing video games with her nephew. Aaron Dean, who has since resigned from the Fort Worth Police Department, faces a murder charge in her death. Fifth, according to USA Today, the roommate of a Clark Atlanta University student whose body was found in a local park was being held without bail Sunday after her arrest on a murder charge, along with the roommate's boyfriend. Alexis Crawford, age 21, was reported missing on November 1st, 5 days after she filed a police report accusing her roommate's boyfriend of what Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields described as unwanted kissing and touching. Crawford's roommate, Jordan Jones, also age 21, and Jones's boyfriend, Baron Brantley, also age 21, face charges of malice murder. Malice murder involves deliberate intent and is punishable by death or by imprisonment for life with or without parole. Shields said one of the suspects let investigators see the body on Friday. The medical examiner listed the cause of Crawford's death as asphyxiation. Investigators were working to determine the motive for the killing, Shields said. Both suspects were in custody Sunday, Fulton County Jail records show. Sixth, according to the Jerusalem Post, after an evening of relative quiet, several red alerts were heard across Israel on Wednesday. The first siren sounded before 6 a.m. and the second shortly thereafter. By 6:30 a.m., rockets were launched toward the Gaza border communities, the Shfela region, and also Azbeit Shemesh. Despite IDF strikes on several terror targets in the Gaza Strip overnight and a day of rocket fire on Tuesday, Israelis experienced a quiet night. Earlier in the evening, IDF aircraft attacked three terrorist operatives in the northern Gaza Strip after they launched rockets from Gaza into Israel. On Tuesday, Israel was pounded by close to 200 rockets following the pre-dawn targeted killing of Palestinian Islamic Jihad leader Baha Abu al-Atta at his home in the Gaza Strip. His wife was killed in the assassination as well. Seventh, according to the Dallas Morning News, Grammy-nominated singer Ellie Goulding is threatening to cancel her performance at the Cowboys' Thanksgiving halftime show. Goulding made the announcement after a fan took to her Instagram to accuse the Salvation Army of trans and homophobia and condemn her for supporting the organization. The comments prompted Goulding to respond with a comment of her own. Upon researching this, I have reached out to the Salvation Army and said that I would have no choice but to pull out unless they very quickly make a solid, committed pledge or donation to the LGBTQ community. I am a committed philanthropist, as you probably know, and my heart has always been in helping the homeless, but supporting an anti-LGBTQ charity is clearly not something I would ever intentionally do. Thank you for drawing my attention to this. The show, which is set to appear on national TV on CBS during the Dallas Cowboys game against the Buffalo Bills, serves as the kickoff for the Salvation Army's yearly Red Kettle campaign. The Salvation Army declined to say Tuesday whether the concert would go on as planned. In an emailed statement, David Hudson, national commander of the Salvation Army, said, "With an organization of our size and history, myths can perpetuate. An individual's sexual or gender identity, religion, or lifestyle has no bearing on our willingness to provide service. We stand firmly behind our mission to meet human needs in His name without discrimination." You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.